brings disaster and destruction. The removal of the Holy Spirit is identifying that men are making their final choice against Christ. This takes place during the final judgment, just prior to the harvest, when both crops, the wheat and the tares, the lost and the saved, the gold and the dross, when all, both crops come to maturity during the harvest time. Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, page 90. The Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth, and unrepentant sinners are being left to the control of the enemy, to the destiny that they themselves have chosen. Those who persist in violating the holy Sabbath of the Lord, set apart by Him as a day of rest, will soon see that God will punish the transgressors of His law. Men are to reap as they have sown. Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, page 3. I was shown that the judgments of God would not come directly out from the Lord upon them, but in this way. They, speaking of the wicked, speaking about the judgments of God upon the wicked, they place themselves beyond His protection. He warns, corrects, reproves, and points out the only path of safety. How does He do that? Through the Holy Spirit. He warns, corrects, reproves, and points out the only path of safety. Then if those who have been the objects of His special care will follow their own course independent of the Spirit of God, after repeated warnings, if they choose their own way, then He does not commission His angels to prevent Satan's decided attacks upon them. It is Satan's power that is at work at sea and on land, bringing calamity and distress, and sweeping off multitudes to make sure of his prey. And storm and tempest, both by sea and land, will be, for Satan has come down in great wrath. He is at work. He knows his time is short, and if he is not restrained, we shall see more terrible manifestations of his power than we have ever dreamed of. The disasters that we are seeing is indicating that men are making their final decisions. We must understand that there's a progression going on in mankind at large, as well as a progression towards final character decision, towards having a character prepared for the mark of the beast or the seal of God is going on within God's church, but mankind at large is also reaching the points of the limits of God's forbearance. Now, before we went to Canada, so about 6 weeks ago, through the internet, there